This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is the last episode of Monster in My Podcast.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Dun, 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 dun.
The last.
Bum, 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 bum.
Last ever? Don't know that we can say that. But for right now, we have come to the conclusion that the show has run its course and we would like to do other things.
Yep. We're going to put it in mothballs for a little bit. It is not a personal attack against you.
Right.
If you love the show, it doesn't mean that we don't like the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy with how this went. This was a fun idea that was come up with like kind of randomly at a PRGE and just ended up really working and being really fun, fit into our schedules really well. Really liked it. It gave me an excuse to read some stuff I really love. But one of the things about being podcasters, and at the risk of like sounding pretentious at all, like people who like making stuff, is that we have like a certain time budget for things, but that doesn't necessarily influence how many ideas we have.
Right.
And we can put ourselves in those situations where we just say, we don't say no to any idea we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that way madness lies, like not in a cool Call of Cthulhu way, but in a burnout, like in, depression way.
Yeah, burnout, I hate everything kind of way. Yes.
That will ultimately make our stuff worse.
Right.
Like if, you know, if we get to that point and we just, every new idea we have for a show, we just throw it on the pile. You know, I believe everything that we do will ultimately get a little worse as we have less time to spend on it, less energy, and less motivation.
Yes.
So for us to do new things, you know, sometimes things have to rotate out.
Right.
Not necessarily permanent. Like we might bring this back, but for a little while, this is going to mothballs. But we're really excited about what we're doing next. And we think that you'll dig it. The audience is not going to be a crossover audience, really.
Right.
But I think that it will be really fun and cool regardless.
Yeah. So, you know, when we have looked at the kind of like areas that we have covered, you know, kind of something that is just true about the shows that we do, specifically me, you and me, Gary, you know, we're talking about media. We're responding to it. We've had a show about music. We have, you know, two show, like 1.5 shows that are like generally about movies. Obviously video games, but we have been kind of casting around for a, you know, an excuse to cover some television.
Yes. And, you know, long ago we had the idea of doing a Breaking Bad show. We both love that show.
Yes.
There are several of those. That's a little crowded, as a thing. It's also, we're both suffering from 2020-ness quite a bit. Something lighter, you know, sounded real fun. So we're announcing here, and we've announced it elsewise as well.
Yes.
This is, you know, recording this way before it comes out. but just for people who just listen to this feed and don't follow us other places, we're starting a Venture Brothers podcast.
Yep. As of the time of this recording, we have not settled on an exact name for it, but we're going to be going through, you know, episode by episode, the Venture Brothers. For, you know, if you're not you know, aware of what the Venture Brothers is, if you, you know, are not like keyed into this very strange Adult Swim show. And when I say strange, like it is strange for Adult Swim because it is intricate and it is long running. Yeah. Very lore driven. Yep.
Like there is Bonfire Side Chat DNA in it. There is tons of lore.
Yeah.
Tons of callbacks. It is not Squidbillies.
Right.
You know, this is not, it's character based humor. It's a phenomenal cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, during various times in my life, it was my favorite cartoon other than The Simpsons. You know, I don't necessarily know whether I would commit to that right this second, but it's really up there.
Yeah. It has an ethos and a kind of humor and like a density of jokes and like heart. Weirdly enough, that like speaks. Yes. I mean, I think that it speaks to both of us, like kind of on all of those axes. Like it is, it is intelligent and literate without being like, you know, oppressive in its reference, right?
Yeah. It has a degree of density to it where there's a lot of stuff to mine. Doing a weekly show on an episode, a 20-minute episode, won't be like a stretch to find stuff to talk about, you know, in it. And, I'm just really enthusiastic for a revisit. Every time I've done a revisit of it, I've been really happy. I've noticed new things. in it. I'm really excited. Yeah. It's also a finite project. Yep. I think there are plans for a final season, but they put that out so slowly. Mm-hmm. And what exists now is a really good story arc.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why we wanted to switch to this is because it was potentially a finite thing.
Yes.
We want to set ourselves up for being able to eventually rotate that out for mm-hmm. something different
yeah.
as well, because we need to satisfy our desire to do new things
mm-hmm.
While also not screwing over or disrespecting anybody who has become fans of established shit we've done.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. So
high quality and limited.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I hope that, you know, that we can get you excited about this. You know, it is easily acquired. You know, it's available currently as the time we're recording this on Hulu. You can just watch mm-hmm. it in its entirety. It's there for you. And it is pretty accessible. And like, it is a rare television show where like its weird early period is literally just like the pilot. After that,
yeah.
they find their sea legs very, very quickly. I was going through and making a list of what all the episodes would be. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, that's a classic episode. And it's like the sixth episode of the first season.
Yeah.
Like
it does that. And the show also evolves in incredibly brave ways.
Yes.
Like the show in the last couple seasons, became, something that very different than what it was in the early seasons or the mid seasons.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I really love about it, and I think supports, a treatment, a close up look, is that, it's really kind of brave in a way that cartoons don't do,
mm-hmm.
you know, like cartoons don't evolve. It's part of the medium. And yeah. one of their mission statements was like to never do that.
Yeah.
You know, for the show, like, no. Like it's dumb that everything resets.
Yeah.
And they play with that. Like there are diegetic kind of reasons behind that happening. And then diegetic mm-hmm. reasons when it stops.
Yeah.
That are just really compelling. And this, we're making it sound very dry. It's an incredibly funny it's show.
So fucking funny.
Like it's incredibly fucking funny, but yeah. it's also really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm could not be more excited.
Yeah.
To start working on it. So, mm-hmm. We will have, you know, art and music and stuff and all that announcements, the title, we have a couple titles, we're bouncing back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff probably by the time, or definitely by the time you hear this,
yeah.
On our other channels. But just, we wanted to be, you know, let people who just listen to this show, because we know they're extant. Mm-hmm. I imagine people listen to this, listen to other things, but there are people to know that we haven't forgotten about you. Like, I still love tabletop and D&D and shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's just time to try something different for a little while and exercise that freedom.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So I'm just, it's all I can do not to, you know, go and sit down with my iPad and watch and start making notes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch this very good show.
Yeah. Yep. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
We're going to do, it's going to be fairly all inclusive. So like all of the little supplemental material and specials and shit,
mm-hmm.
We will definitely do. And then, we may have guests
yep.
from time to time. The structure is not going to be guest based,
mm-hmm.
you know, because this in our work life, this is taking the place of something we just kind of tack on to other recording sessions.
Yes.
Like Monster My Podcast is a 5-minute long show. It does not take long to record.
Mm-hmm.
This will take longer to record.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, not going to be something we just kind of do, you know, with tons of planning and lots of intense scheduling.
Right.
You know, also I know that, our buddies, Bob and Henry have done a couple talking, or What a Cartoon mm-hmm. episodes about it. I feel like our approach will be different enough to where there is room for both.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And listen to those guys too, 'cause they're great.
Please do. Yeah.
That's probably about it.
I think so.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on the Monster My Podcast journey.
Mm-hmm. It's been fun.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.